Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
6:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We do have the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl at Mercedes-Benz tonight. Oregon and Indiana will face off in the semifinals at 7:30.
Let's go. Let's go. It's like Bo just talked about. He's on baby duty tonight because it's go time.
Well, possibly. I said that would be the best day for me. I'm good with it because I got a routine. And by 7:40, which the game will start, because you know they never start at 7:30. That would start like 15 minutes later. I'm in. Like I just have her down and let's watch the game. So I got to give Miami flowers because apparently I've been accused multiple times this week of not giving people their flowers, which I think, you know, is whatever. It's okay for some people to say it. One of our listeners texted me yesterday and said I didn't give Trey enough flowers yesterday, and I was like, well, I meant to. I was just trying to be honest about it all. But Miami has won 3 football games in the college football playoff, and they've done it every way. They've done it with defense completely. They've done it with a grinded out, some offense, just enough offense, just enough defense. And last night, I felt like they did it with offense. That's kudos to the team that they've bought down there, which they all buy now. It's not a knock that they've coached up. The OC and the DC for Miami are pretty good, all right? Dawson and the guy that looks like he should really be a strength and conditioning coach that coaches the defense.
I have one question for you before we move on. Would you be okay if Carson Beck was the Falcons' starting quarterback in week one next year?
No. Well, no. I would like Michael Penix or a veteran to be.
Well, I mean, I'm just assuming that Michael Penix won't be ready for that.
I'd rather Ty Simpson be, if I was going to pick.
I agree. I don't think their draft status is going to be the same. I'm looking at a guy that's going to be in a middle round. We don't have a first-round pick. I think Ty's going to be the first round.
Here's the deal for me. I think Carson Beck is elite as far as his arm strength, his size, his mobility. It's amazing he doesn't get talked about it, as good as he is with the football in his hands. Running, but at times his decision making is just ridiculously bad for a guy that's in his 7th year of college football.
Do you agree?
And that is what kills me about Carson Beck. I don't trust him with the football. In fact, I was texting my neighbor during the game to kind of help him stay awake. And when they got the ball 27-24, he goes, oh, here we go. And I said, well, this is the moment that Carson Beck normally makes a brutally bad decision. The last 2 seasons. Let's see what he does. And you know what? He balled. Give him credit. Got to give him his flowers, Allie.
Speaking of that game, yes, Miami did knock out Ole Miss from the college football playoffs. They won in the Fiesta Bowl 31-27. Miami will head to the national championship game for the first time in 24 years. Did you expect this game to go that way last night?
Yes and no. I mean, I think Trinidad Chambliss did a lot of the things that I expected him to do. I knew that Miami's defense was very, very good, and I knew that, you know, it was going to be very difficult. I just thought that when it started going through from start to finish, I thought, okay, Miami's going to throw the knockout blow at some point.
Yeah.
But give Shambles and that offense credit. I mean, even down to the last second, they were still in the game, even when it just didn't even think it was possible. It went about like I expected. I knew it would be a good matchup.
It was like a heavyweight fight. It had, and it was a fight where both fighters at one point in time seemed to impose some will, but it ended the way it did. Did you notice anything on the Kiwan? Is it Kiwan, right?
Kiwan Lacy.
Kiwan, yeah. Lacy touchdown run.
Did I notice anything?
Yeah, was there anything that stood out to you?
Not per se.
So I mean, he
good run.
He retweaked his hamstring on that play.
Yeah.
At about the 10-yard line, maybe 15, he starts to slow. It looks like maybe that's when your hamstring.
Yeah.
And he turns behind him, and the Miami guy's closing.
Right
there. He goes, uh-oh. Yeah. And he gives it that last. I was like, man, that was – this is like those little things that sometimes you catch, and you're like, man, that was kind of cool, because he's like, I got to give it this last-ditch effort to get in this end zone. I'm in a good mood this morning, not because Miami won, because I would actually kind of wanted Ole Miss to win. I'm in a good mood because it was a really good game, and I really enjoy great college football games. If tonight's game is half as good as that one, the semifinals have lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I agree.
When Washington QB Damon Williams Jr. is returning to the Huskies days after saying he would be entering the transfer portal.
His agent dropped him. He was on the hook for four. The new schools had to pay $4 million, and then there was going to be some kind of sanctions against them, Mike.
I didn't read that part. That's crazy.
Yeah, I had to read what the actual sanctions were going to be. But it sounded like he lost all leverage.
Yeah, they were just like, essentially, you're going to lose this court battle. And I just can't imagine what the conversation's like between him and his teammates when he walks back in the locker room. That was the first thing that my brain went to. It's like, hey, yeah, I know I was going to bail. That's on me. Sorry about that. You know, and I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different. He'll probably be emotional about it. Probably be, man, I was trying to do what's best for my family, this, that, and the other. And I'm sure that's true, but that's going to be a tough conversation for a little bit.
It was some kind of money issue where there was going to be like some money that the new team would have to like basically get hit with.
Sure, yeah, they'd like a buyout. It.
Yeah, so on top of the $4 million that. So, anyways, I think it's somebody tweeted this. I want to get your take real quick before we get to the Mac drop. Somebody said, well, that's great. Now he's got to earn back the trust of his coaches, his teammates. What do you think about that?
I think it's, like I was just saying, I think it's going to be tough when you walk back in that locker room for the first time and you're like, what's the reasoning? You know, I think that's the biggest explanation is you're gonna say, I'm trying to do the best thing for my family.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get emotional, but I don't think it's repaired overnight. So we'll see.
It'll be interesting. And each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. All right, guys. It's been a long week of lots of news.
Craziness.
Lots of headlines. We've been putting out information left and right. So I just want to double check that we're all paying attention to everything that each of us are saying.
This is terrifying, but okay.
So I've got clips of us. One word will be bleeped out, and you have to guess what that word is.
Oh
now, if you
gosh.
Are said speaker, you don't need to guess because you probably remember what you said.
All right.
All right, Dylan, let's start with, since Mike's the most nervous, let's start with Mike number one over there.
Who's to say that somebody involved in this organization doesn't somewhere else down the road?
Bo, like, any ideas?
Work somewhere else down the road?
Dylan, do you have any ideas?
No, not a clue.
Okay, let's play it.
Who's to say that somebody involved in this organization doesn't land somewhere else down the road?
Mm. There you go. There land. You go.
Never going to guess land.
Same. Same gist, I think.
Let's go with Bo number one.
I will say, man, are the biggest pain in the butt. Let me tell you something. This game, hold on real quick. I know you're going to replay it, but this game is not fair to me because the way I speak, everything I say sounds messed up.
Play it one more time.
I will say, man, the b****s are the biggest pain in the butt.
Any clue? There's a conversation from yesterday.
I don't know. I have no thought.
I got nothing.
Go ahead and play the full one.
I will say, man, the boats are the biggest pain in the butt.
Mm.
Boats, that's
boats.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right, that's a good one.
I'm not immune to this either. We've got some of me.
Go ahead.
So go ahead and play Allie number one. Which two NFL coaches have f***ed each other the most?
I know that sounds crazy, but I know.
I know too. It's you want to say you got faced.
Faced.
Yeah. But it sounds like that maybe they there was a love connection.
Which two NFL coaches have faced each other the
there you
most?
Go. Nice work.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't.
Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, let's go with Dylan number one.
Why can't I put the right one?
What?
I'm sorry, what?
I gotta replay that myself.
I know it. Go ahead, play it again.
Though. Why can't I put the right one?
Why can't I show up at the right one?
I was gonna say pull up. Yeah.
Why can't I pop up at the right one?
Kind
of combination of the two.
Yeah. Dang, good call.
Let's go with Mike number two.
It does feel a little bit good that Alex Sarr is now with Trae Young.
Paired with Trae Young, but it sounded like you might have said something else.
It does feel a little bit good that Alex Sarr is now playing with Trae Young.
Same thing.
Yeah, good call.
Bo number two?
Oh, hold on. Bo number two somehow got lost. Give
the
me one second.
The funny thing was, is Bo number one, I had no clue what I was talking about. I just want to put that out there. Like, you said, you can't say if you're on. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what I was talking about either.
Skip to Bo number three, then.
The whole franchise is
Dylan's grinning back there.
I mean.
It's just these taking that. You can go so many different ways with these.
I don't know.
It seems like I did it on purpose.
It just honestly, what's crazy is it's bleeped out. But I feel like the way Bo talks, he could have said the whole franchise is blanked. Like, I mean, that could have genuinely been the word he used.
Right.
I'm probably talking about Cleveland or something. So it's probably like a disaster. Oh,
I know what it is. The whole franchise is cursed.
Play
him
it.
Saying the Cleveland part, it made me remember.
That might be it.
The whole franchise is in flux. Flux.
Oh, dang
yeah,
it.
You remember that real
yeah,
well.
I remember that real well. Yep, I was so spot on.
All right, play my second one. I can't say if I was something a year ago in Georgia, but maybe I was.
Filming. Allie Mack.
you're what in filming. Something in Georgia?
Filming, which is also Paul's worthy, but nonetheless,
play
filming.
It. I can't say if I was filming something a year ago in Georgia, but maybe I was.
Dude, we used to have a host here. Speaking of filming, we had a host at this radio station, and Grant will remember him. That came up to us one day and was like, I hear that there are lots of adult films filmed in Atlanta in the hotels. Do you know anything about that? We're like, what?
No, actually, I don't.
Yeah. He's a big Miami fan, too.
Let's close it out with one more clip from Dylan.
Come on, fellas, it's Dan Campbell.
Yeah, it
he
is.
Doesn't just bite knees, he bites boneless wings.
He doesn't just bite knees, he bites boneless wings.
That's so good. So
Come
good.
Come on, fellas, it's Dan Campbell.
Yeah, it
he
is.
Doesn't just bite knees, he bites boneless wings.
Dang.
Yeah. All right,
I actually remember you saying that. Because it was a good pull with Dan Campbell.
Nice and work.
I appreciate that.
All right, well, everyone has a pretty good memory then. Good nice. Job,
Did you
guys.
Ever find bow number two?
No, I didn't see. I went back to the email. I think bow number two maybe got lost in the
It's
shuffle.
Probably Allie Mack error on that part. So
yeah, it's
I'll find it and I'll play it for you, Bo. But coming up next, Bo and Mike did go to the presser yesterday with Arthur Blank. We'll let you hear some of it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.